When you run through a red light here in Indiana,
我不知道在座的青少年们知道不知道。
I'm not sure whether you have any ideas. Here the young adults here.
我那位朋友当时被罚款是380块钱。
My friend was fined about $380.
加上他必须要到交通法规学校学习的学费是32块钱。
Plus the traffic school fees, about $32.
所以在加州闯一次红灯所付的金钱代价是，当时是412块钱。
So at that time, if you run through a red light in California, you will pay $400 and $12. 所以，I want to ask you a question, brother and sister. Is this a too much?
在高速行驶的车辆如果违反了交通规则，一旦出现交通事故，那后果是不堪设想的。
Well, for any fast-moving vehicles on the road, if they're violating any of the traffic regulations, and if any collision happened, and I think the consequences is beyond our imagination.
那不知道大家留意过没有，有一个几乎是每天都发生在我们身边的一个我叫它挑战。
I'm not sure whether you think about this before. There is almost everyday challenge in our life.
尤其是对生活在被称为车轮上的国家，美国这个国家的我们而言。
Especially for us who live in a country often referred as the country on the wheels.
根据联合国的资料，当今世界每年因道路交通死亡大概有多少人？大家知道吗？
So do you know how many people die through a traffic accidents every year?
130万人。
So based on the UN's statistic, it's about 1.3 million people.
伤残的人数大概有5000万人。
About 50 million people injured.
130万人是一个什么样的概念？
So how many is 1.3 million people?
那根据去年的统计， 我们所住的这个St. Joseph County 有多少人口？
According to the census 2011, and in St. Joseph County,
South Bend 有多少人口？
How many people live in South Bend?
所以这样算一算， 我们这个 county 有26万6700人。
So in our county, we have about 266,700 people.
那交通事故每年就要丢去将近我们整个 county 的5倍的人口。
So people die from a traffic accident about 5 times more than the total population of this county.
那我想请问在座的青少年朋友和家长们一个问题：联合国制定了一个从2011年到2020年的一个10年的全球计划。
So I want to ask all the parents and the young adults here. So there was a plan made by UN. It's from 2011 to 2020. It's a global plan.
那在这个计划中决定每年5月份的第二周做一个全球纪念活动的这个纪念周。
So for this plan, for every second week of the May will be the memorial week for this plan.
那大家知道这个10年的计划是什么样计划吗？
Do you know what this plan is?
有没有知道的？ 道路安全行动10年全球计划。
So the plan is the global road safety plan.
所以每年5月份作为全球道路安全周。
So every May is the week for the global road safety.
那联合国秘书长潘基文在去年2011年世界道路交通事故受害日有一个致辞，中间他提到一句话。
The UN Secretary Pan Ki Moon addressed at the World Safety Victims Day. He mentioned.
他说，全世界每天有近3500人死于交通道路的事故。
So every day worldwide, there are about 3,500 people die from the traffic collisions.
并且大家要注意下面那个并且，道路交通事故已经成为15到29岁青少年死亡的主要原因。
Please pay attention to what I'm saying now. So it has become one of the major reasons for deaths between people from 15 to 20 years old.
所以，为了配合联合国推出的一系列这样的一个道路安全的10年计划，联合国推出了一系列的海报。
So UN, when they're trying to promoting this plan, they made a series of posters.
为时已晚是它的主题。
They call it too late.
系安全带，停止酒驾。戴安全帽，要看清道路。要降低车速。那我想提醒亲爱的弟兄姐妹们注意。
I want to call attention from our brothers and sisters.
在我们信神以后，在我们的属灵生命的旅途中，
So on our spiritual journey, when we become Christian,
我们会不会出现违章的事情？
Do we also violating some of the regulations in quotes?
在我们的属灵生命旅程中，我们会不会出现交通事故？
So in our spiritual life, we also cause traffic accidents.
那回答应该是不可避免的。
So I think the answer should be it's unavoidable.
那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
我们开车上路要买保险。
We buy insurance for our cars.
买保险的意思是为了将事故的责任和所付的代价降到最低。
The reason we're buying insurance, we're trying to lower our costs and trying to minimize our responsibilities.
那同样，我们如何避免属灵生命中的事故？
So by the same token, how should we try to avoid the accident in our spiritual life?
如何建构我们属灵生命旅途中的保险？
So how should we create insurance for our spiritual life?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢主，您赐给我们宝贵的话语，就是圣经。
Oh, Heavenly Father and God, we thank you for your precious word you've given to us.
愿主您让我们有一颗敬虔的心，安静的心。
Oh Lord, please grant us a peaceful heart, grant us an awesome heart.
让我们用守节清心这样的心态来学习主您的话语。
Give us a clear heart and clear hands to learn your word.
愿主您的灵赐下。
We pray that you will give your spirit to us.
是讲的和听的都因着主您的话语得到造就。
So we can build up, no matter we're speaking or we're listening to your words.
这样的感谢祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in your precious name for our prayer.
那我想邀请大家再一次翻开圣经诗篇第121篇。
So I want us to turn to Psalm 121 again.
借着这篇经文，我们今天一起来思想属灵生命旅程中的保险这个主题。
So from this Psalm, that's pondering about the insurance for our spiritual life's journey.
诗篇是圣经中最长的一卷书，一共有150个篇章。
Psalm, as you know, is the longest sort of book in the Bible. It's about 150 chapters or psalms.
那其中从120到134有15篇是被称为短诗。
So there are really 15 short psalms from 120 to 134.
那这十五篇短诗也被人们称为朝圣诗、上行之诗，或者是。朝圣之歌。
So often the 15 psalms here are referred as the sounds of ascents or a sounds of pilgrims.
之所以这么称呼，他是因为古代以色列的男子在成年以后，也就是在20岁以后，要求他们每年要3次上耶路撒冷的圣殿去朝拜耶和华神。
The reason was that because in ancient time, when male Israelite reached their adulthood, it's about 20 years old. So every year they have to go up to Jerusalem three times to worship their God, Jehovah.
那在座有没有去过以色列朝圣？
How many people have been to Israel to worship God?
去过的或者没有去过的，在网上我们都会知道。 那当今以色列耶路撒冷与周边地区，他们已经有现代化的公路和高速公路四通八达的联系起来。It
doesn't matter whether you've been there or not, but we know the modern Israel has been connected with its mountain areas in the outer areas by modern highways.
那在古代的时候，以色列人到耶路撒冷去是要翻山越岭、风餐露宿的。But
back then, so when they tried to worship God, they got to climb over mountains and sleep in the wilderness. It's a long journey, often, you know, lasting about several days.
所以当他们一踏上朝圣的路程，就会面临着体力和心力的各种各样的挑战。
So once they are on the journey, they will be challenged, both physically and spiritually.
他们需要保护。
They need a protection from God.
所以，在诗篇里边，这15篇的朝圣诗就是当年以色列人到圣城敬拜耶和华神他们的心里的写照。The
15 Psalms really reflect their psychological movement in their heart when they're on their journey to Jerusalem.
今天我们就借着这朝圣诗里边的第121篇8节的经文，从三个方面。 来体会当年以色列人他们的信仰观。By
this psalm, let's experience the belief of our ancient Israelites from three aspects.
并且也请我们来思考今天我们属神之人属灵生命旅程中的保险。So
that's also pondering about the insurance for our spiritual life's journey.
那首先，我们要深信。 深深地信靠那位不打盹的神。So
first of all, we really need to trust in our God, who will never slumber.
那让我们从第1到4节来思想这位不打盹的神，看看他能够为我们属神之人带来怎么样的保险。Yeah,
from verse 1 and 2, let's see our God, who never slumber. What kind of insurance they will bring to us?
那刚才讲过，古代以色列的男人男丁每年要3次上耶路撒冷的圣殿去朝拜神。So
I just mentioned the adult male Israelite, they will go to Jerusalem three times every year to worship God.
当然，古代用朝拜，今天我们就用敬拜这个词。我不知道它怎么翻译。So
it's about worship.
所以他们非常熟悉这些诗歌。
So they really know those songs by heart.
当他们离开家的时候，在那朝向耶路撒冷的长途的旅途中。
So when they left their home, when they went on their journey to Jerusalem,
我相信他们就会唱起这15篇短诗。
I believe they will sing. They would have sung those 15 hymns.
所以诗篇第121篇第1节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？第2节，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。So
someone and two is right on the screen. Yeah.
我们怎么样来理解我要向山举目？这其中这个山字。So
how should we understand or comprehend the mountain in those verses?
为什么要向山举目？
Why they need to lift up their eyes to the mountains or the hills?
首先，耶路撒冷古时被人们称为西安山。So
the first point being, the Jerusalem in the past time was referred as the Mount Zion.
第二，从耶路撒冷它的地理位置来看，它在犹太山区，是居在一个非常非常高的山上。
So based on its geographical location feature. And Jerusalem is really sort of on a very high location. It's beyond the sea level of 2,600 feet.
那在它的东北边，应该是上耶路撒冷，但是呢，在圣经里面称下耶利哥城，就是因为耶利哥城是在海拔以下1000公尺，1000英尺，所以呢，两个城市的差距呢，海拔的差距大概在3600英尺。
So to the northeast side of the Jordan Valley, there was the city Jericho, although it's called Lower Jericho because the sea level is their level is below the sea level.
所以，即便是在北边的加利利地区呢，他们本来按照我们理解的地理位置应该是北上高的，但是他们仍然看耶路撒冷是仰视看。
So our assumption, you know, telling us probably from north, and the south side is sort of lower, but actually the Jerusalem is in a higher position. So when people they are coming from Galilee's region, they got to lift up their eyes to look at Jerusalem.
所以这里的山，既是以色列人敬拜圣殿所在的锡安山所仰慕的山。
So this mountain really referred to the Mount Zion. That's where they worship,
and 也是地理位置的高峰,
and it's also is really the high point of that region.
那这里面用了一个举目，这个举目里边有两层意思，我们可以来分享。
So also in those verses, they talk about lifting their eyes. There are two meanings in this phrase.
所以一方面呢，只要你想他，念他，你就会下意识的抬头望那个地方。
So from one point, you know, if you really miss her, you know, think about her and you're longing for her, you must lift up your eyes.
再者也体现了犹太人他们对耶路撒冷那个锡安山，也是对神之所住的圣殿那个地方，从他们信仰的角度来讲，有一种仰望、祈祷和信靠的含义。
Yeah, on the other hand, really show their respect to Mount Zion. For their prayers and prayers, and also for their trust and dependence on the Mount Zion.
所以，对于我们今天的信徒而言，信基督的人而言，So
for us, our Christians today,
诗篇121篇1到2节可以说是我们基督徒的信仰告白。We
can say that the verse 1 to 2 is really the confession of our belief.
是对那位创造天地万物的神的相信和认知。
Yeah, it's our trust and our recognition for our God who created heaven and earth.
我的帮助从何而来? 我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
I'll lift up my hills, mountains, where does my help come from?
那接下来的第三、第四节，是我们对我们这个信仰告白的一个回应。
So the following verse 3 to 4 is really the response to our confession of our belief.
第三节是祈愿，是确认，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。So
verse 3 is really the confirmation from God.
那第四节呢，是一个加强的回应。是啊，保护以色列的，他必不打盹，也不睡觉。So
verse 4 is really a strengthened or amplified response to our confession.
第三节中提到你的脚。In
verse 3, they talk about your feet.
那这里可以比喻为整个人生的道路，生命的道路。Or
your foot. Here really refers to your life journey.
那从狭义来讲呢，可能是指着当时以色列人朝圣的路途。Literally,
it means their pilgrim's journey to Jerusalem.
那从广义来理解呢？ 就是属神之人的一生的生命道路。But
it also means our whole life as a sons and daughters of life of God.
我们可以想象，当年以色列人比较远的地方，从加利利地区，从伯利恒到耶路撒冷去。So
we probably can imagine when Israelites traveled from remote areas, such like Galilee and Bethlehem to Jerusalem.
他们要翻过多少座山，要越过多少道岭？
How many mountains they have to climb over?
我不知道大家有没有走山路的体会。
Not sure everyone went hiking before.
当你走在那个山路上，我记得很多年以前我爬过华山，在那个华山顶上很多的路，我记得有一个很大的、很有名的一个历史学家、文学家叫韩非子还是谁？当时他就说，走到那条路上以后，他害怕的，嗷嗷的大声的在那哭。
So from my own experience, when I hiking in a very sort of dangerous mountain in China called the Meng Hua, and he remembered one of the ancient poem. He mentioned about how dangerous the mountain was, and he was screaming. So.
所以走山路的人脚下一定要稳，否则你不留心，一脚一滑，你收不住脚的话，可能呢，要么是葬身悬崖，
So it
非
really,
死即伤。
yeah, it really need to know your footing and have a steady feet. Otherwise, you will slip down the cliff, either dead or injured.
另外，我们也可以想象，在深山、在旷野中那样的天气、那样的环境中行走，还有晚上还要露宿，不知道那时候他们的帐篷是什么样子的。
So I have no idea what kind of tents they got back then, and when they are really traveling in mountains and sleeping in wilderness.
免不了遇上一些毒蛇呀、蝎子呀、蚊虫的叮咬。
They probably will, encounter poisonous snakes, scorpions, and bugs.
我相信他们那时候不会有那个防止蚊虫叮咬的药涂在身上。
I don't think they have a sort of bugs repellers back then.
另外，他们还要时刻警惕野兽或者是强盗的侵袭。
And they gotta be very alert to bandits and wild beasts.
新约圣经中有一个典型的好撒玛利亚人的故事，就是描述在山路途中遭受强盗袭击的例子。
In New Testament, there is a story about the Good Samaritan that really give you a picture about a person got attacked.
那在以色列人朝圣的路途中，除了要面对刚才我们谈到的一些危险之外，
Above all this danger they encounter on their journey to
还
Jerusalem,
有属灵方面的征战。
there are also spiritual battles.
在旧约圣经中，我不知道大家读的时候注意到没有。
So I'm not sure when you read Old Testament whether you see this or not.
迦南地是一个什么样的地方？
What kind of a land is a Canaan?
圣经中好像十多次提到是一个流奶与蜜的丰美之地。
There are about more than 10 times mentioned Canaan is a land flowing milk and honey.
但是神也多次的提醒以色列人，迦南地还是一个什么样的地方？
But God also warned Israelites what
是一
kind of
个
land Canaan
遍满了
was.
假神偶像崇拜的诱惑之地。
It is a land of temptations, full of fake gods and idols.
那大家想一想，我们今天生活的这片国土，是不是也是很相像？
Did you relate that to the land we're living on today, or the
既
country?
是物质极大的丰富、宗教自由的国土。
It's about promote the realism to the uttermost and promote the religion's freedom.
但是也是遍满了什么样的诱惑呀？
But we also have a lot
邪
of
教异 端
temptations.
在这个国土上也是自由。
From all kinds of other religions.
所以，古代以色列人和我们今天属神之人特别需要，并且我们可以引以为自豪的是，他们深信有一位不打盹的神在保护我们。
So for the ancient time, the Israelites, and for us today as Christians, we should be very proud of. And we really need this God who will never slumber.
大家想过没有？为什么讲保护我们的神，他不打盹也不睡觉呢？
Why they say our God never slumber?
实际上，对以色列人而言，这是一个富有节制的典故。
Yeah, for every Israelite, they know this story.
在列王记上18章记载，先知以色列的先知以利亚一个人。面对信巴利的先知有多少人？有人说850，有人说450。信巴利的是450，然后呢，还有那个国王他太太还养了400人， 在那个时候观摩以利亚和那450个信巴黎人的在挑战。
So in a First King chapter 18, it tells us a story about the prophet Jaya, and really fight with the 450 prophets who believed in Baal.
那最后的结果是因巴力神有睡午觉的特点，所以他有打盹的习惯，所以最后他们是惨败，而那450个信巴力的先知被杀。
Because the Gale, the Baal, the God, they believed, and this Baal take a nap in the afternoon, so the 400 people got slaughtered and they got beaten.
所以以色列人不管是从青少年到孩子，他们都会唱的。我们所信的神，他不打盹也不睡觉。
So all the everyone Israel they can sing this song about their God never slumber.
那从这经文里边，我们来思想古代以色列人对信仰的那种执着。
So let's talk about the dedication, of those ancient Israelites.
实在是令我们今天属神之人，应该是我们所思想，或者是用一句话说，可以说是望尘莫及。
That we really need to set them as our examples. Maybe in another word, we're trying to catch up with them.
我们生活在今天这个时代，我们在买汽车保险的时候，我们要考虑许多方面，是不是？
So today, let's go back and talk about our car insurance. We got to think of many aspects about car
我
insurance.
们可能要考虑的，保自己的车，也要保对方的车，也要保人身意外的险等等。
So, for example, we have to talk about, sort of insure the liabilities of us. So the collisions, perhaps the comprehensive or medical coverages.
那做属神之人，我们在向神求帮助的时候，求他帮助我们什么呢？
So let's talking about the sons and daughters of God. So what kind of help we need when we asking we're seeking help from God?
可能弟兄姐妹会说，那属世的、属神的、属灵的，我们都要求神来保护我。
We actually asking for both of this world and of the spirit.
我们要求神给我们双保险。
We ask for a double security or insurances from God.
那属世方面呢？我们要求、我们请求、我们期望神赐给我们物质上的满足。
For of this world, of course, we ask for the material satisfaction from God.
那最典型的物质的满足是什么呀
？So what are the typical examples?
可能是那种叫什么五子登科，是吧
？So in Chinese, there are like five sons. I don't know.
票子、房子、车子。妻子、孩子等等这些。
So they need to have the five, like the money, house, car, wife, and kids.
也保守我们精神、身体的安稳，比如学习进步呀、工作愉快呀、家庭美满等等这些。
And also a peaceful life, such like make a very good progression in your work and your study, and have very happy family.
那属灵方面，我们期望神能够使我们信神的人，在灵性上的饥渴得到满足，使我们的灵性得到神的滋润。
So of the spirit, we really expect God can also satisfy our
具体要讲的就是
our spiritual needs.
求神让我们结出圣灵的九种果子。
So we wanted God really grant us the fruits of the righteousness.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹们，面对我们所信的这一位不打盹的神，我们当如何信靠他
？So how should we put our trust and depend on our God who will never slumber？
有的弟兄姐妹可能讲圣灵的九种果子好难呐、啊，一个一个在数。
They're so difficult, to really bear the fruits of the righteousness, every one of them.
那在我们的生活中，当我们相信神、接受耶稣做我们自己的救主之后。
So in our life, when we believe in God, when we really say Jesus is our Savior,
圣经告诉我们，我们就成了一个新造的人。
we become a new being.
那在我们与人之间的交往的过程中，遇到矛盾、遇到困难、遇到痛苦，甚至受到伤害的时候。
So when we live in a society, you know, dealing with others, sometimes we encounter conflicts, difficulties, pain. If we're looking, we're seeking help from God, God will help us using His love and His forgiveness to help us to pass this trial.
就是虽然成了新人，却仍然在走老路。
There is another way, you know, although we're being new beings, but we can still walk our old road or old ways.
如果我们任由我们里边的私欲去处理矛盾、处理困难、处理痛苦、处理别人对我们伤害的事情的话，
If we're dealing with our conflict, difficulties, pains, and hurt and harms using our own desire.
那在我们的大脑中呢，就可能会产生那种苦毒啊，那种仇恨呢，使自己处在一种难以煎熬的状态。
So in our brain, we definitely will create bitterness and hatreds, and really putting us into a living death situation.
然后呢，就有那种苦毒。 那种仇恨之心产生一种报复的欲望。Yeah,
and the bitterness and the hatred will become revenge.
那报复的结果呢，是双方深深的受到伤害。And
revenge definitely will cause both sides more harm.
结果是两败俱伤。And
both sides will probably got beaten.
所以，当我们深深的信靠这位不打盹的神的时候，
when we really put our trust in our God who never slumber,
they
will make our weakness, it will strengthen us.
He
will help us to go through every trial.
而且当我们信靠这位不打盹的神之后，在我们的生命中就会常常经历我们的这位保护者。
So when we really put our trust in our God who never slumber, we will experience the protection from Him.
常常经历右边的保护者。
So the second point is about, the second aspect is really about experience our keeper on the right hand.
诗篇121篇5到6节，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边，荫庇你，白天太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮
Yeah, he's just read some verse 5 to 6.
那我们可以从两个方面来体验这位右边的保护者。
We can from two angles look at our God at our right hand.
第5节提到耶和华在你的右边荫庇你，这个右边有什么样的含义？
So in verse 5, talk about the right side.
为什么不是左边呢？
Why is not on the left side?
在圣经里边，许多地方都提到右边，这是一个重要的位置。Yeah,
the right side is really important according to Bible.
最典型的一处就是在创世纪48章13到14节记载的一段。So
most important example is from the Genesis chapter 48, verse 13 to 14.
约瑟他的小儿子的两个儿子来祝福。He's
telling us a story. Jacob was giving a blessing to his grandsons.
年纪老迈，老眼昏花。结果约瑟呢就领着两个儿子，大儿子呢在左手，小儿子在右手，领到雅各面前。
Joseph, you know, brought in his two sons, and the firstborn is on the right side, and the secondborn is on the left side.
结果呢，雅各虽然老眼昏花，但是呢，他就把右手呢放在小儿子以法莲的头上，捡过左手放在马拿西的头上。结果约瑟很不高兴，说这是大的。However,
although Jacob, because of his old age, he couldn't see clearly, he put his right hand on the secondborn and his left hand on the firstborn.
但是呢，雅各非常清楚说，他的兄弟将来要比他大。
And Jacob was very clear, and he knew that the second born Ephraim will be, will create a greater nation.
所以右手是最大的祝福。
So the right side means the biggest blessing.
在旧约圣经中还多次提到，在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
So in Old Testament, it also talk about their everlasting joy and happiness at your right hand.
那到了新约时期呢，也是多次的提到右边，比如在罗马书、在使徒行传等等，许多地方都提到右边的福乐。
Yeah, in also in New Testament, there are also many places mentioned about you side, the right side. There's the full of enjoyment, joys, and happiness.
所以从新旧约圣经中，我们可以了解到，在古代以色列以及在新约时代巴勒斯坦地区，人们的信仰生活中非常非常的看重右边。
So we can see from the Bible that back then, around that time, so people really value the right side.
用右边来表示尊贵，来表示宠爱的含义。
So the right side really means noble, I guess nobility, and also beloved.
那现在我们从第六节来进一步体验这位在右边的保护者。
So let's take a deeper look at the right side, our God and our right side.
由于耶和华在我们的右边保护我们，所以第六节，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
Because he is at our right side, and the sun is not going to harm us, and the moon is not going to harm us.
这里边又出现两个词，一个是太阳，一个是月亮。Also
talk about the suns and moons here.
那实际这里边呢，都是表示一种灾害。And
they're really sort of metaphor for disasters.
那首先我们来认识一下太阳的伤害。So
let's take a look at the harm from the sun.
迦南地区，也就是今天的巴勒斯坦地区，虽然它从地理位置上来看，和我们美国的加州、西海岸非常相像，都是西林大洋。So
the land of Canaan is today's probably Palestinian where they lived. It's quite similar to California, which is having the ocean to the west side of the land.
但是两地的气温差别很大。 因为迦南地区他们地处高原，所以紫外线的照射非常非常的强。But
the climate climates are very different in the land of Canaan because there is a highland and the ultraviolet ray from the sun is very strong.
在今天世界经济最发达的美国。
So let's talk about this country, the United States. It's probably the best country in the world.
我不知道大家记忆不记忆，在2006年8月份有一个新闻的报道。
There was a heat wave came in 2006. I don't know whether you remember or not.
连续几天的超过华氏110度的阳光高温气温。
There were few days, and the temperature reached 110 Fahrenheit.
竟然造成美国西部许多州大概有160人死亡。
And they really, 160 people died from the heat, from the western states.
我们可以想象几千年前的巴勒斯坦地区。
We can imagine back then, in the Canaan, the land of Canaan.
在以色列人的朝圣的旅途中，他们和今天相比，我们想象一下。
On their journey to Jerusalem.
我不知道昨天去 beach 的时候，大家都带了什么东西。
I don't know what did you bring to the beach yesterday.
我相信他们那个时候没有防晒霜，没有冰饮料，没有降暑的药，也没有带空调的汽车。
They had nothing basically. They have no sunblocks, ice cold soda, or medicine, and air conditioned cars.
出现问题了以后，中暑以后，他们更没有发达的通讯。 和救护的设备。
So if there anyone was sick, and definitely they have no modern communication system and ambulance or medical care.
所以在以色列人他们旷野的朝圣的旅途中，太阳本身就是他们的敌人。
So on their journey, in the wilderness, and the sun is really the enemy to them.
那我们再来认识一下，在以色列人眼中，月亮对人会有什么样的伤害？
So in the eyes of Israelites, what kind of harm the moon could?
一方面，鉴于酷暑， 暴晒、干渴、难忍等等这样的原因，所以在以色列以及近东地区流行一个习惯，就是他们在月光下下地干活做工，在月光下呢行路。
Because of the daytime temperature, and it was very common back then, the Israelites also in the Near Eastern area, they would work and travel under the moon.
然而夜光。月光夜色的时候也为野兽和强盗提供了绝佳的时机。
However, the moonlight also provides the perfect opportunities for wild beasts and bandits.
况且在夜晚行路，在尤其在旷野山区的时候，极容易出现迷路的情况。
And if you travel by night, and definitely back then people probably got lost often.
在另一方面呢，在以色列以及近东地区流行的一种说法。
So back then, there was also one concept in that region.
月亮可以引致精神错乱等疾病。
And the moon caused insanity.
那实际上这个观念呢，也广传于东西方。
This is actually quite spread out through East and West.
比如据记载，在英国的法案中。
For example, in one of the law bills back in Great Britain.
直到150年前，英国的法案仍然是这样记录的，将所谓的疯子的定义。
It's back like 150 years ago in Great Britain, they define a madman as
说那些疯子呢，平常具有理性，但是在月圆的时候短暂失去理性的人。叫他们疯子。
So they define madmen as people who appear normal, but they will lose their sanity at full moon.
所以面对太阳、月亮，我想请问古代在以色列人朝圣的路途中，除了要面对山路、野兽、强盗的危险，还要面临太阳、月亮各样的伤害。那他们何以有勇气，每年还有3次长途跋涉？风餐露宿的去朝圣。
So it just shows you all the sort of dangers they experienced in the past. You know, the mountain road, the wild beast, the bandits, and also the harm from suns and moons. So the question is why they still have the courage to go up there 3 times a year back and forth.
我相信一次朝圣的路程下来之后，可能他们的家人或者他们的邻居就没有。
So I believe someone probably lost their family members or their neighbors on the journey.
为什么？为什么他们坚持要去
？Why they still keep going there?
是因为他们对神的敬畏之心，是因为他们对神的那种坚定的信念。
Because of their unwavering faith, and because their respect to God.
我记得有一件将近9年前发生的事情，今天在我的记忆中还历历在目。
I still remember one incident happened 9 years ago.
2004年12月29号，我和太太带着在教会里边牧者和弟兄姐妹们的祝福祈祷，驾车踏上了我去神学院的路程。
So back in 2004, in December, from December 29th, my wife and I drove to a cemetery, you know, bringing all the demons and the brothers and sisters blessing and prayer.
当时我们计划从印尼纳波利斯出发，沿着40号高速公路纵跨8个州，最后是历时5天半的时间到达了加州。
Yeah, we started from Indianapolis and driving along number 40 highway, crossed 8 states and spent 5.5 days.And travel 2,475 miles.
对，我算了一下，大概是2,475英里。
Yeah, it's about 2,475 miles.
那当今四通八达的交通道路，和以色列当年是没有办法比。
Of course, there's no comparison between the ancient road back in that region and with the United States highway system.
但对于当时的我来讲呢，是第一次驾车。走长途。
Yeah, this was my first time, driving across states.
实际上，车刚开出去大约300英里，就进入了密苏里地区。
So I only drove about 300 miles from Indianapolis once into Missouri.
我突然发现车内的仪表盘上那个车速高达4000多每分钟，4000多转。
So I just realized my engine, you know, is rotating at about 4000 rotations per minute.
温度指标非常非常高。
And the temperature really rose up.
哇，车出现了异况。
There's something happened to the car.
我当即就找了一个路口下车以后，下了高速公路，恰巧遇到一个加油站是有修车的服务。
So I went off the highway and find a garage.
那经过师傅的检查以后呢，确认说是发动机的机油极度的缺乏。
Yeah, the mechanic told me they're really have a very little engine oil left.
我当时心里非常纳闷，说2周之前我亲自换的机油，也没有看见它漏了。
And Pastor Yang was very confused because he just changed the oil by himself. That's probably the reason.
车里边应该是4瓶，结果师傅当时灌进了2瓶之后，才达到了标准的水平。
There should have 4 bottles sort of engine oil in there, but anyhow, the mechanic put another 2 more bottles in.
当时我和师母心里边非常的忐忑，2000多英里，这刚刚开始了300，一个零头。
So we're so anxious and nervous. We just start our journey.
怎么办？
So what should we do?
还得走。
So we just keep going.
所以当时呢，我和太太我们俩一边呢，在车上祷告，一边唱着诗歌，感恩的泪，感恩的泪，前面的路就是要走。
So we just keep praying, praying while we're driving, and also sing the hymn called "The Tears of Thanksgiving."
结果到了一个地方住下以后，第二天早上我再检查机油，哇，远远的超过了他原来那个标准线，几乎就要从他口上溢出来。
So the next day, when I check on my car, it was really strange because now the engine oil not only at the regular level, but it's also pretty much near the brim of the engine and almost spread out.
当时我就在想，昨天他们都藏在哪儿了？
So Pastor Yang wondered where did my engine oil went.
所以面对当时那种情况，我们俩只有跪下来感谢主。So
just based on what happened, we just have to kneel our knees and really thanks.
感谢神他的奇妙的保护和应许。
And thank for his very marvelous protection from God.
所以想说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们做了基督徒的生命历程中
，So really talking about today and talking about our spiritual life, our Christian life.
我们自己的属灵生命会有软弱，会有迷茫。
Yeah, we will, sometimes get weak and we'll get lost.
当我们深信这位不打盹的神。 并且常常经历在我们右边的保护者之后
，When we really put our trust in our God who never slumber，
当我们得着那信心的力量，尝到那属灵生命保险的益处之后
，And really experience our God at our right hand，
我们就会期盼一个更大、更全备的保险。
Based on our faith, based on the experience, we're gonna probably getting a better and the larger protection from God.
这就是将我们自己的生命交托在那个坚固的保障的主宰之中。
So this is the point C. I'm going to talk about put our lives in the hands of our Master, who is strong.
诗篇121篇7到8节，耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你从现在直到永远。
Yeah, so in verses 7 and 8, they talk about God will watch over us and from now and forevermore.
那在这整个八节的经文中多次出现，我算了还有六次出现"保护"这个词。
So in this very short 8 verses, and there are 6 times mentioned about protection.
那在第7、第8节，保护它作为一个动作的词，刻画表达出耶和华他为他所信之人所实行的四重保护。
So in verse 7 and 8, and the protection here is a verb, and really describes 4 types of protections from God.
免受一切的灾祸,
really keep us from any danger and
保护你的性命,
protect our life,
保护你出你入,
our coming and going,
况且保护你从现在直到永远,
and really give us the protection last forever.
但是许多弟兄姐妹在读到这段经文的时候，在想，就眼下而言，就我们目前的状况而言，这是不是一段非常非常难解的经文？
I wonder today when we read this verse whether these verses are very hard to comprehend.
这个保护好像是全天为的保护哎。
Yeah, this talk about, like a 365 and 24/7 type of
可是我们
protection.
现在生命所处于一个什么样的状况，处于一个什么样的环境中？
But what kind of life we have, what type of environment our lives are in?
好像我们眼见耳听有许多的灾害在我们周围。
I think every day we listen, we see many disasters.
有天上，有地下，有人间的。
There are natural disasters and also man-made
就是我们
disasters.
所谓讲的那个天灾人祸。
So that's in Chinese we meant sort of natural disaster and man-made disasters.
那弟兄姐妹，大家不知道同意一种，同意不同意一种说法，说人呐，往往是躲过了天灾，却逃不过人祸呀。
So I'm not sure whether you agree with this sort of Chinese saying. So you can probably avoid 1,000 sort of natural disasters, but you cannot probably avoid one man-made disaster.
因为在我们的生活中，除了突发事件，在我们的日常生活中，处处存在着人祸的危机。
Well, there's definitely a crisis of man-made disasters just surrounding us every day.
我们人生活在世上，衣食住行需要钱。
We need the money for everything.
那在我们与人交往的过程中，我们说话总希望别人能够仔细的聆听。
When we communicate with others, we want people to listen to us.
当我们的年龄进入青春期的年龄阶段的时候，我们对异性有表达爱的一种期盼。
So when we become adult, definitely we want to show our love to others.
那这些都是人们基本的需求和愿望。
Yeah, those are basic needs from us.
那当这些需求和愿望极度的扩张的时候，就会变成一种我们称之为欲望。
So one, this basic needs and wants ballooned to
那欲望所导致的是什么？
To a certain extent, and they become desire, and desire, what's the consequences of that?
就是对金钱、权力、色情的不择手段的去追求。
So it will become, by no means I'll get money, power,
那追求的结果呢？
and sex.
要么欲望得不到实现，而对生活失去信心，灰心丧气，甚至呢产生怨气、苦毒、仇恨都来。
So if we cannot get those, and often, the people will become anger, and there will be a lot of anger and hatred and bitterness.
要么我们的欲望实现以后，我们就会变得骄傲自大，进而呢贪得无厌，对障碍、阻碍我们欲望实现的人，同样会产生那种怨气、苦毒和仇恨。
So if we get everything we need, become so greedy. So if anyone got into our way, how will find way to get rid of them?
那当我们相信神，相信耶稣基督之后，我们成为一个属神的人，一个新造的人。当我们愿意把我们自己的生命交在那位神手中的时候。
But when we believe in God, we become a new being. We should really put our life in His hand.
他就会在我们心中赐下这种信望爱。
And they will give us, they will sow the seed of faith, hope, and love.
那种信望爱的种子在我们心中会慢慢慢慢的发芽、生长、长大。
And those seeds will grow.
使我们对今生有信心，对永生有盼望，用神的慈神爱所，我们互相之间来联络。
Yeah, it really give our confidence or faith in our new life, and the hope for the eternal life, and really connect and link us together with His love.
这就是神对我们属神的人、信他的人所实行的一个保护网。
Yeah, this is the protection from God for whoever believes in Him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福，谁能保证我们 每天太阳升起的时候，我们还能睁开眼睛。
So we really cannot foresee which not happen yet. Who can make sure every day when sun's rise we're still alive?
谁能保证每天太阳落下的时候，我们能够安全的回到家中
？Who can make sure at dawn we can go home safely？
当我们自己的生命在这个世界上的生命结束的时候，我们会到哪里去啊
？So when this life finish, where we're going, where we're moving on？
那回到刚开始我们的话题，再看几张宣传海报。
Yeah, we gotta go back to our topic and let's take a look at some other at the posters.
啊，地上的路标，你看到。
Look at the traffic marks.
终身的残疾，行人的非命，生命的代价计算。我们的信仰告诉我们。
Our belief tells us.
人死之后到哪里去了？我们
？So when we finish our this life, where we're going?
用俗话讲，就是进天堂。
So we're going to heaven.
但是我们也确切的知道，进天堂是要有门票的，是吧
？But we also know we need admission to go to heaven.
而这个门票是完全免费的。
And this admission is free.
然而。许许多多人在生前没有机会说一声“我愿意”，而接受这份门票。
But often many people never get a chance to say, "I love to take this ticket."
弟兄姐妹们，属神的人、信神的人，
so
our, 让我们从自己的身边做起。
So our beloved brothers and sisters, and for all the sons and daughters of God, let's start from ourselves.
像我们那些还没有拿到门票，我们自己的家人，像我们的朋友，像我们的同事，像我们的邻居，传讲耶稣基督这美好的福音。
And starting from our own family members, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, to share the good news with them.
让他们和我们一起。来接受神所赐给我们生命旅程中的双重保险。
Really giving them the double insurance or protections from God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们在天上的父，愿主你保守我们这些还活在世上的人们。
Our Abba Father, please protect us and all the people in this world.
无论我们行车上路，居家生活。
It doesn't matter during our living, our driving, and in our work and our study.
我们的生命财产都能够有保险。
And we'll get insurance and protection for everything we have.
在我们的属灵生命旅程中
during our spiritual journey.
同样能够得到主您那来自于耶稣基督的永恒的生命的保险。
We can get all the insurance of this everlasting life from you.
使我们在我们的生命旅途中能够得享平安和喜乐。
So we can experience the joys and peace during our spiritual life.
在我们的生命肉体结束的时候，我们能够进入那复活的永恒的生命。
So when we finish with our physical body or life, and we can go to the eternal life.
这样的感谢祈求祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We're praying your precious name. Amen.
一起来唱一首回应诗歌。我今天为你祝福。以前都唱过吧这首诗歌。来，我今天为你祝福，耶和华必天天看顾，你在家在外 你出你入，耶和华必一路保护。你当除去恐惧的心，因为这不是从神来。靠着耶稣，永不摇动，我们一生蒙了大福。再来一遍。我今天为你祝福，耶和华必天天看顾。你在家在外，你出你入，耶和华必一路保护。你当除去恐惧的心，因为这不是从神来，靠着耶稣永不摇动，我们一生蒙了大福。靠着耶稣，靠着耶稣。永不摇动，我们一生蒙了大福。
请大家一起起立，我们接受祝福。Let's all rise. Let's receive benediction.
让我们一起用神的话语接受赐福。
That's receiving this blessing using Lord's words.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安，从今时直到永永远远。Amen.
Amen.
现在是欢迎和报告的时间。首先，我们。